KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 7:07. It's partly cloudy, 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny today. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In news from over the weekend, no injuries were reported following an accident Sunday afternoon in Red Oak. According to the police report, the accident happened around 12:15 p.m. at the intersection of North 8th Street and East Washington Avenue. A vehicle driven by 46-year-old Raymond Dale Choate of Parnell was traveling south on North 8th Street and had stopped at the controlled intersection with East Washington. When Choate continued into the intersection, his 2009 Dodge Journey struck a westbound 1995 Ford Escort driven by 80-year-old Marilyn Sue Westover of Red Oak. After the impact, the Escort spun around and hit a legally parked van. Choate was given a warning for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $8,500. The traffic stop Sunday morning in Montgomery County resulted in two people being arrested on drug and other charges. The sheriff's office says around 9:30 a.m. deputies stopped a vehicle at the intersection of 200th Street and P Avenue. The driver, 26-year-old Jacob Tanner Franson of Villisca, was charged with OWI first offense, drug-related, possession of drug paraphernalia, and reckless driving. Franson was also cited for failure to yield half the roadway, failure to maintain control, and no insurance, accident-related. His passenger, 19-year-old Abigail Jasneen Cook of Red Oak, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both subjects were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond each. Police in Red Oak report two arrests took place early Sunday morning. 26-year-old Jason Rolf Aherns of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:45 a.m. at a residence in the 400 block of East Reed Street on a warrant for theft in the fourth degree. During his arrest, Aherns was found to be allegedly in possession of marijuana. He was booked in Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,300 cash bond. And at around 3:30 a.m. Sunday, police in Red Oak arrested 22-year-old Justin James Danick of Red Oak on a charge of domestic assault, serious misdemeanor. Danick was being held in Montgomery County Jail without bond. The pilot of a crop-dusting helicopter was being treated for injuries after crashing in western Iowa over the weekend. A helicopter crashed in the field near Macedonia after hitting an unenergized power line Saturday afternoon. Trainer Fire Chief Russ McGuire said the male pilot was out of the wreckage and conscious when paramedics arrived. The pilot was taken to CHI Health Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha for treatment. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. Federal authorities are expected to investigate the cause of that crash. And the Nebraska doctors who are treating the man who became infected with Ebola while working in Liberia say he is making progress, but it's not yet clear if he will recover. Dr. Rick Sakura arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center Friday for treatment in the hospital's specialized 10-bed isolation unit. Two of the doctors treating him gave an update on his condition Sunday. Dr. Phil Smith says Sakura remains very tired, but his progress has been encouraging. Sakura has been helping with his own treatment by providing information about Ebola to the doctors because he saw it in Africa. Smith said Sakura has even made a few jokes with the doctors treating him. The 51-year-old Sakura is the third American aid worker to be sickened with the Ebola virus. In our funeral announcements, Dolores Davis, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Dolores Davis will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Jenny Elizabeth Keppel Bierley, age 32, of Panora, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Jenny Kepper Bierley will be held this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Etta Chesterman, age 86, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Etta Chesterman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Norman George Kanan, age 89, of Woodward, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Norman Kanan will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. M. Lucille Plummer, age 95, of Anita, died September 1st at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Lucille Plummer will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Marilyn Conrad, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marilyn Conrad will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Charles Martin Marty Forscht, age 62, of Stewart, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A visitation tribute for Charles Martin Marty Forscht will be held on Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Lois Dix, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Lois Dix are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.